since 1963. The month of May has been dedicated to honoring with all manner of events older Americans, and at that time there were 17 million Americans who had reached the age of 65. That's the magic number that converts one to the glorious status of older, or presumably retired, and entitled to collect Social Security checks. Today, the 65 and older population is 40 million strong. Well, not all strong, but mostly, certainly stronger than they were when 65 wasn't older. It was actually a rare experience. It's hard to imagine an older American month back in the 1700s. Maybe an older American minute would cover the possible events honoring older Americans that could have taken place in the 1700s. On the other hand, one of the most brilliant founding fathers, Thomas Paine, way back in the 1790s, he proposed a form of Social Security, and 65 wasn't the magic retirement number. He wanted, quote, the sum of £10 per annum during the life given to every person now living at the age of 50 years, and then to all others as they shall arrive at that age, unquote. Well, back to older Americans a month in the 21st century. Most years, the powers that be anoint the month with a theme for some of the events that take place, like aging, an experience of a lifetime. Aging, generations of experience. Well, you get the idea. This year's theme, you're never too old to play. Oh, how would our founders respond to that, I wonder? Well, I've been told by the folks at Bay Aging. They're the go-to organization for information and help about anything having to do with aging in the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula. And they told us that one newsworthy event in our area was a town hall meeting starring Senator Mark Warner, who lauded the area's older population for, well, I guess being older. And the word play was used to reinforce the notion that so many retired older Americans play an important role in the life of the community. And they stay active, involved, and engaged. Well, a recent headline in the New York Times proclaimed that the number of those working past 65 is at a record high. And that brings to life an important fact, that many of the so-called older Americans, like the Northern Necks working farmers and fishermen, teachers and doctors, clerks and waitstaff, businessmen and women, and so many others, continue to tong, to plow, to teach, to heal. Quite simply, they continue to stay active, involved, and engaged by keeping on, keeping on. This is Thea Marshall.